What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Rossler and Derek Ambrosen from the Dynasty Builders Podcast, part of the DLF family of podcasts.
Each week, we use film analysis, rookie breakdowns, ADP, analytic tools,
and a dose of humor
to ensure that you get actionable and practical advice from each and every episode to help you build a dynasty.
Let the games begin.
Pass out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome in to Dynasty Game Night. I am your host tonight, John Bosch. I am hosting.
What?
I know I've missed a couple of episodes of my turns probably, but it's been a little bit. But I am hosting tonight. We have Matt Price here playing. We have Rocky playing. Yep. And our guest, Woz, Rob Wozniak. We can edit out the real name if need be. But
no, man. everything I say. Just edit every line I have. Just get rid of it.
So we've got three games that we are going to play tonight. One's an ADP game. We're going to play a Wordle game. And we are, for those that don't know, that is sweeping the world. It's basically lingo.
All over my Twitter timeline.
Yeah, it's all over everybody's. If you don't want to see it, just mute that one word, though.
And yeah, Wordle.
It's easy. Like, it's a simple mute. And then we're going to play a trade-based game as well. I do have a fourth game for a tiebreaker, so we'll see what happens. If you guys tie, I'm going to be really happy because I think the tiebreaker game is really fun.
Usually we don't want to tie. John wants one.
I know. I'm like rooting for it. I prepped for it. Hey, I had a little time to prepare for
hosting. I mean, that's not going to happen. If you don't prep, it happens. And if you do, it doesn't. That's the way it works.
We'll just Green Day secret track it or something. You never know. So. All right. So we'll go. We'll just go in order. We'll start with the ADP game. So we're just going to play ADP Cliffhanger. I think I want to hit a few names. I'm not sure how close you guys are going to come right away. Because sometimes Matt like freaking nails it and he's like 0-1-1. So to him, get him to double
I did digit. Write an article this week too, so I did look at ADP.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
Okay, I am going to be at such a disadvantage. I haven't even thought about ADPs for what seems like forever.
Well, this is what we're doing. We are comparing.
So I'm here for content. I am here to provide you good quality content right now.
We're
playing for the everyman, Woz.
We are playing ADP from a year ago to today. So January 2021 to January 2022. We are going to be looking at the change for the players. Absolute value, so it doesn't matter if they went up or down. I'm going to give you a player name. You're going to give me how much their ADP changed. And you will score points based on how close you are to the actual answer. I'm going to set the line. I'm going to set the cliff at 50 and reserve the right to
50. Oh my God.
I don't know.
Is this positional ADP or over?
No, it'll last forever.
It's not positional.
I guess it might not last forever.
Yeah. With it not being positional, I think there's some that could. You're going to get people are going to hit double digits. This is overall.
I missed that. Okay.
Yeah. Overall, one QB. Do you think 50 is enough for overall position or for not
sure.
positional, Matt?
Yeah, okay. Why not?
All right. So we will start since Matt sounds extremely confident. We'll make him go first and we'll let the guests go last so that you can play the in-between game. So we'll go Matt Rocky Woz on the very first player. Does everybody understand what we're doing here?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So just telling me how many positions they changed. We will start off with Saquon Barkley.
I don't think it's that many. I'm going to say 12.
And Rocky?
I'm assuming this is Superflex ADP?
Yes, I'm sorry. Superflex tight end premium.
Oh,
right. No, I'm sorry. It's not Superflex. It's based off DLF mocks, which are just
you just went to default for your league settings.
I did.
You're like, we're playing Superflex, obviously.
Like, why would we not? But we're using DLF ADP from 1 year to the next. So yes, just single quarter.
There is, I'm pretty sure there is super flex ADP from last year.
It's only based on like four mocks. So
yeah, it's less mocks than the regular is.
It's even less.
Gotcha. So gotcha.
We're going to go with at least six mocks.
All right. Well, I'm sticking with 12.
I actually think that's a pretty good number then, if we're, especially if we're just talking regular old non super flex. I'll say 14.
And Mr. Wozniak.
First number that came to my head was 12, and I thought to myself, it still feels a little too low. I think a lot of people, you know, kind of got turned off of Saquon a little bit as we got some fresh legs in the league. And I think Rocky, he kind of took 14. I still think it might be around 12 to 15. I'm just going to take the high end, going to go high up above both of them and say 15.
Waz is the closest. He doesn't remember anything about Dynasty.
I just remember how much people hate running backs. So that was a big change over the year. So
especially
I think
now,
trend change. Yeah.
After last year. Yeah.
So he went from fourth overall to 17th or to 21st overall for a total drop of 17 spots.
Dang.
So Matt picks up 5 points. Rocky picks up 3 points and Waz picks up 2 points, which means this time we go Waz, Rocky, Matt in that order. So, Waz, you won the point. Congratulations. All righty. Let's look at a wide receiver. Let's talk about Adam Thielen.
Oh, God. Here's where we get like 40 points.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if 50 is going to be enough.
I actually think 50 will be enough. There were still a lot of people defending Thielen and his consistency. And the fact that the offense didn't change too much, but I do think it changed quite notably because of his age was getting up there. I am going to say 24. I'm just going to say two rounds, and I still think that's kind of way off. I just kind of want to throw that out there at the start because I'm kind of clueless where it landed this year.
Is that your final answer?
It does seem high. It's super flex.
No, it's not.
No, it's not super flex.
I hear John. You know, I already said the number. It feels wrong. I'm just going to help you guys out because you're going to need help all night. So
I feel like that's way, way, way off.
It feels way high. Two rounds. I just realizing how ridiculous that sounds now.
I have no idea because I can't remember how low he was. Am I next?
Yes.
I can't. I'm not quite sure how low he was last year. I know he's not going to be high at all this year. Just going off the fact that I think he was pretty low last year, I'm going to go under and say 20.
Oh, no way. I'm going way over. I'm going like 40.
Wow.
Hey, we might have to go to 100, guys.
Wasn't that bad?
We are approaching quickly. Adam Thielen was 56 last year at this time.
Oh, I did not think he was
that high. He's not in the top 100. He's not in the top 100.
If I knew that, I would not have done any. Yeah.
Doubled. 112.
So we're all done.
I mean, so it was a change. It was a change of 56. Let's see here. Matt, you said 40, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Matt only picks up 16 points. Rocky only picks up 26 points. And Waz picks up 32. So, like, we are rapidly approaching. And I didn't think Adam Thielen was going to be the one that got you.
I mean, yeah.
I thought it was way lower last year.
So in this time the order is going to go Matt, Rocky, Waz. So going back to the original round, let's go with Jonathan Taylor.
Well, I know where he is right now.
That's the trick, Matt.
Oh, geez. Man, I'm going to say, geez, you really feel like you have to be close on this one.
I mean, you don't have to be. You've got a pretty
That's
good
true.
Amount of leeway.
I have a good lead. But like you, but because you have one that you know already, like everybody, I assume, just knows that's sitting at this table. You know, what I mean? You already have half of the info. Yeah,
he's a running back. It doesn't matter, Waz.
I'm going to say 35 spots.
Oh wow! I did not think it was nearly that much, and now I think I'm way off.
Maybe I might be way off, but I'm not going to talk about why I said that. I'll talk about why I said that later.
I mean, last January, we're talking, it's after his rookie year. I feel like he was already pretty high. I was just going to go like around. I was going to say 12. So I'll probably be out of the game after this.
Oh, no.
So Rocky's going 12?
Yeah. And we're talking non-super flex. So
I do
believe in the second round.
I might be.
He was in at least, no, he was outside the second round because I want to say there was still competition there and there was still a lot of hype surrounding him, obviously. But I still think a lot of people were still being cautious. There was a lot of differentiating opinions. I'm going to split the difference. I do think Matt's close, but I'm going to have to try to not be too outrageous here. I'm going to say 27.
No, I think I'm way off. I screwed it up.
I
was thinking for some reason before the NFL draft, because I was thinking like, oh, well, you know, the 101, 102 is usually like in the end of the second round, early third round, something like that. And I didn't realize it was after his rookie season. So
that's exactly what I'm thinking.
I think I screwed it up.
I'm thinking third round and fourth round, third, fourth.
I know I can't change my answer, but if I could, I'd say more like 5 to 10, like Rocky said.
Okay, so I'm going to make the executive decision. We are definitely going to 100. Jonathan Taylor was number 3 this year last time.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's January that screwed me up, too. The fact is January to January.
Me, too.
I was like going to go single digits, too, and Matt messed with my head with that 36.
<'Cause> I was like, you know what, Matt sounds, it sounds good.
Yeah, I totally like misunderstood. I've just thought it was pre-draft or pre his rookie season.
I just don't do startups anymore. I'm at a huge disadvantage.
Well, Matt's close to you overall. So Rocky picked up 10 that time. Waz picked up 25, and Matt picked up 33. I mean, technically, Matt and Waz are both over the cliff, but sorry, Rocky, we're not just giving it to you after 3 players.
I mean, you could. That's fair.
And I actually did horrible in the first 2. So.
I really didn't think Jonathan Taylor was going to be the one. I didn't think Adam Thielen would be either. But geez,
it was
all
a
right.
Misunderstanding.
Matt, these are like one's Matt, polarizing, the other one's just kind of forgettable, but still likable and consistent. That so you have a nice little mixture of players going on right now. It's really it's tough.
All right, well, let's get to a tight end. Let's do Dallas. Dallas
ready.
Goddard. In the order this time is Rocky, Waz, Matt. Oh, Dallas Goddard. Rock. Oh, Dallas. What's that on your head there, Rocky?
Yeah. All right. I'm totally going to blow this one. They're non-tight end premium drafts too, right?
Yeah. The ADPs. Just a basic startup mock.
Who knows, John? Nobody knows the answer to this question.
No. I'm just going to take a stab.
Dallas Goedert.
That he's moved up at least a couple rounds. 27.
All right. Oz?
27, you said?
Yeah.
this, no, I don't like this.
This one's wrong.
I'm really trying to think too, because the fact that, you know, I'm trying to remember when the talk about Ertz leaving was as well.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
And it seems like they talked about it for 2 years straight, and I still think he was still in there. I think they anticipated Ertz already in the offseason being on different teams. So I think Goddard's value increased. I don't think it is over 2 rounds then. And everything I've said leading up to my answer before was completely wrong. So I'm ready to be wrong again. I'm just going to play slow, safe, and just say 15. I don't think tight ends move that much.
What's the score, John? How far ahead is Rocky?
Oh,
so you know how much I need to.
Here.
How much do I need to gamble? How much do I need to gamble here?
Remember 15 and 27 because those were their guesses. I got to put those back in there. I had to delete it. Rocky is sitting at 39. Matt is at 54, and Waz is at 59.
So he's up by 15, and he said 27.
All right.
I'll say 12 just for fun. I don't think it's that. I think it's way under 27. But
well, Matt, you just tied the game up dead on because Dallas Goedert was 83 last year in January.
Oh, Jesus,
and he is 83 this year in January.
of course, that's why you picked him. Zero. I knew there had to be some trick.
There was. You should have known there was going to be a zero in there somewhere.
He and Irv Smith both at the exact same ADP they were a year ago.
I'm surprised he didn't go up at all.
So yeah, I was thinking the same thing because of all that, just assumption that Ertz wasn't going to be there. He was already pretty high, I remember. So
yeah.
All right, let's try another one here. So this order is going to go Matt, Rocky, Waz, and we are going to go with T. Higgins. Overall scores right now: Matt and Rocky 66, Waz at 74. T. Higgins, Matt.
Like he's in a similar situation as Goddard. Like he just like we already valued him real high. Now I know for a fact it's not before his rookie season, so I'm not gonna make that mistake again.
It was before Jamar Chase's rookie season. It was before Jamar Chase got drafted.
It's true. I feel like he probably moved up from last year though. I'm gonna say a solid 10 spots.
And for Matt, what about you, Rocky?
I'm with Matt that I don't think it's a lot. This time last year, there was no Jamar Chase, so everybody loved T. Higgins.
Rightfully so. He's awesome.
Yes, and he kind
of... the freaking Bengals fan again. So just so weird. I swear to God. Such a fair weather fan over here.
Diehard. I don't know what you're talking about, Matt. Go, my Bengals. Woohoo. Hooday.
And he definitely took a value tip after dip after Chase, but then bounced back after the season he had, I think. So I will say 8.
That kind of looks like T. Higgins right behind me. He's number 85, right? Isn't that T. Higgins' number, I think? All right, Waz, what do you got? That's how much of a diehard I am. I definitely know all their.
How many more of these are we doing, John?
Until two people was like gamble. 100.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I just want to say bigger number just so I can close the gap. But it can't be much. I do feel like there's still some appreciation for Boyd, and I think it actually might be over 20. I'm gonna say just for the hell of it to get some points in there because I'd rather be over the edge and still sinking in the water or close to you guys. I'm gonna say 30.
Oh my
God.
All right. That was a rough one for you, Waz.
You knew exactly what I was
going to do. You'd have to assume he was like
anything by agreeing with them here.
You think he moved up or down?
I'm not even Waz. Sure if he went up from or down from last year.
I believe he went up.
He did go up.
So he was higher than like so he would have to be like a fifth or sixth rounder last year. I think he was higher than that.
He was right at the beginning of the fourth. He was 37 last year. He is 22 this year, so that's a change of 15. So Matt Pitts picks up 5 points, Rocky picks up 7, and Waz picks up 15.
No, they were spot on. And I don't think I should have went last, by the way, because wasn't I second closest in the one before?
Listen, yeah, Waz, sometimes we screw up when we host this show, like every time, basically. So you're going to have to
deal with it. You left me no
choice. Sometimes in air quotes.
Overall, I'm going overall at this point. Maybe I switched that the wrong way through, but overall,
all right, no, I'll keep going last. It's actually more fun that way.
Yeah, you will.
Everybody thinks it's so easy to be a game show host until you do it, and you have to manage like 75 different things.
All right, let's do another tight end since nobody cares about tight ends, I was told. Mark Andrews. In this order, we'll go Matt, Rocky, Waz.
I'm always second.
Well, Matt's leading the game.
Man, he's definitely a riser.
He's a riser.
This one won't be zero.
No. I've been pretty okay with the even numbers. I'm gonna say two full rounds.
He's choosing even numbers. Those odd numbers are messing me up.
No, I mean like round, like even number rounds.
I know what you mean.
So I'm going to say 2 rounds, 24.
That Rocky.
Sounds about right to me. It's kind of in the general area I was. I'm going to take the under and go 23.
We're this game, after all of this and how wide the spreads are, is going to end up by like a 1 or 2 point like decision.
And Waz. Like,
hey.
Waz is going to go big again. 74. I just want to be over the cliff or closer to you guys.
If you miss by 12, you are screaming down towards
I think you guys are too high. You really think he moved that much? I know people are starting flirting in the conversation of like tight end 2 at that point. I'm trying January. Everyone already loved him in the year before. No, because the season's already over. Tight ends suck. I still don't think they move a lot in ADP. I think if you want to get one of the early ones early, you do it right away. So maybe that's where you guys are getting at least your round and a half from. I'm going to say less than 10. I'm going to go 10. Let's do 10. Less than 10 is 10. Perfect.
Hey, Waz, can I get a falling over a cliff sound from you?
Do I have to yodel while I do it?
I know.
whatever you choose.
That was great.
Russ will appreciate that sound effect. All right, so yeah, Waz, you're out. He actually he was at 54 last year. His ADP cut in half, so he's at 27 right now.
Should have taken the over.
So, yep, Matt was real close, only missed by 3. Rocky only
12
missed
or 24. It's working so far.
So
except for when I said 35, that was not.
So where are the two of us at now?
It was not so good. So Matt and Rocky are the only ones left in this. Matt is at 74 and we'll go first in this round. Rocky is at 77 and we'll go first in this round. Let's go with J.K. Dobbins.
Oh, God.
I'm so glad
he didn't
out.
Go up. He definitely did not go up.
Matt's first, right?
You know what? A dozen. I'm going to say a dozen.
I feel like it's a little more. I'll say 15.
He was like a fringe first rounder last year. And I think he's like a fringe third rounder.
It was a little more than 12, but it was very little more than 12. It was 13. He went from 13 to 26. So Matt picks up 1 point. Rocky picks up two points. So Matt is at 75 and Rocky's at 29.
Do you want to change this? Do you want to change this to like
we're going sure. Now Matt wants to cut down the scores. So
I wanted to get some players in there before we pushed you both over the cliff. Now I'm just trying to decide. I think we just go with whoever stays closest to the cliff, unless one of you stays onto it, because this one's gonna be a little more challenging. Hunter Renfrow.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're both, if you come really, I mean, you've got plenty of room. You've got 21 and 25 points respectively here.
But I mean, he was, I feel like I shouldn't talk until I give my answer, but
you're first, right?
Yep.
I know. That's why I stopped talking. You know what? We're going to stick with the even round numbers. let's see. Let me do some multiplication here.
That's trying to figure out how many rounds do they go in those mocks.
I mean, I'll do the math for you, Matt.
I'm gonna say 108. A solid 9 rounds.
108 for Matt. All right, Rocky, what do you got?
I have no friggin' clue. I think Matt, I mean, he was a non-factor last year, so I think Matt's right.
I don't even know if he was drafted in every mock last year.
Yeah, it's got to be a humongous number. And I will say it's slightly less and just go around 100.
Rocky. I need the falling over the cliff sound, but just barely, like you barely made it over. You're trying to reach and grab for that cliff as you're going down. You're so close. Hunter Renfrow went from 200 to 76.
Oh, see, I didn't think he was that high.
So I should have went 10 rounds. I should have said 10
you
rounds.
Should have gone 10 rounds.
Dang. Yeah.
So he changed 124 spots.
Man, that would have been perfect. See, even rounds, man.
Yeah, Matt was close. Numbers, John. Matt was close. Let me see if I can push Matt over, because who doesn't want to push Matt off a cliff? I mean, oh, That came out wrong.
No, it didn't.
Dude, ouch. I mean, we were on those cliffs in Torrey Pines. You had an opportunity.
I know. You were kind enough to take me out hiking on some cliffs. I appreciate that. All right. This was my next one that if you guys both stayed under. And Rocky was close. Rocky only hit 103, so like he's really close. Dawson Knox. How close can you come here, Matt?
Oh my god.
I mean, he's in the same similar situation, I think, as Renfro. Like I'll say 120, John.
Yeah, that's all what right. I would have said after
that,
knowing Renfro.
That'll push you over. So he moved 100 spots. He went from 202 to 102. So Matt wins this game. Hunter Renfro and Dawson Knox.
See, you should have done Dawson Knox, then I could have said 100 that time and been right.
You would have nailed it. It would have been so beautiful. Alrighty, Matt. Matt's up one game. Now we are gonna play Wordle. No, I debated how to do this to give like one of you like five rounds to get a word, but I don't think that's how we're gonna do it. Because that's a little bit less fun. So what we're going to do is we're just going to start. Obviously, we're going to start with Matt because he's in the lead. So he's going to have to guess first. Then we'll go Rocky since he was the closest.
I have no idea how this works. So I hope you're explaining it too. I
keep listening and I will. Okay. And then Waz will go, at least for the first one. So the goal here is you pick a five-letter word. We are looking for players' last names.
So they can only have five-letter last
name? Any five-letter last name?
Yeah, are they active or any NFL players?
Sorry, we
any
should
any NFL let players. Talking. You can use any word you want to get there, but the final, to get the answer right, it's going to be a player's last name.
And it has to be five letters.
It has to be five letters. The scoring, I will tell you, box on a letter if the letter is in the exact right position in the word. I will tell you circle for the letter if the letter is in the word, but not in the right spot that you gave me. So my last name is Bosch. If you were going for Bosch and you gave me the word of Bakes, B-A-K-E-S, I would say box B, circle S. This is okay. Where you will okay. Want to
so
write
box
things
means
down.
It's in the exact right spot. Circled means it's in the word, but in the wrong spot.
And this should, I think this will actually go kind of fast. So we're going to play the first to seven. So if you're getting close, you might not like you either. You might want to take a guess at the last name to see if you get it. Every time you guess, somebody else is going after you. So you kind of have to think about how much information you want to give to somebody else.
So I'm going to pick the first word and then, if it's not right, I mean, obviously, it's not going to be right on the first guess.
It'll then come back.
Yeah. Not with that attitude.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
So, but then the next person is going to get that information.
Yes, sir. Right. So, I mean, you could guess a player name.
Yeah, can I just guess names then? Because I'm going to start writing down names.
That's exactly what you can
it's
do.
It's actually a lot
supposed
harder.
To do, right? We're not guessing letters. We're saying names, right?
Yeah. You can guess word. You can guess any five-letter word or last name.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Doesn't matter. Let me randomize my order here so that
this is also the best game where all the listeners are going to be so mad and triggered because they're going to know all the names.
People are going to be screaming at this one, which is, I couldn't wait to play this game. This isn't even the one that made me want to host. The one that made me want to host is the one we might not get to. But then obviously I got addicted to Wordle. So I was like, how can I make that Dynasty Game Night game? All right, does everybody understand what we're doing here?
I think I do.
Yes.
All right, so I will recommend definitely writing down as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so again, first to seven. Now, let me write your names down so I can keep a tally. Matt, Rocky, Waz. Okay. Matt, go right ahead. Oh, I have the first, like I randomized it, so I have a list of random five-letter last names.
Okay. I'm going to say Jones.
Box O, box S.
So if I say a word and it's not a name.
That's fine. We I'm not going to limit to just names. You can use any five-letter word.
And so, then do we guess the name or how does that?
No, you get your guess. You're just giving up information then. So it's advantageous to try and use a name, but obviously that's way harder. So if you just want to, If you just want to guess a word and hope that it gets back to you, that's also possible.
Okay.
And I know Waz plays this, and so I found out Rocky and Matt do not, which I'm shocked by. But Waz is definitely happy right now.
You know what? I am actually not happy. I'd feel like an idiot. I'm tired, and I'm looking at these letters, and all I can think about is Jones now.
I know.
Maybe it's the other Jones. Maybe he's just tricking us. You know.
I'm just writing all the five letter last names I can think of.
It's my only strategy.
I can
only think about like eight right now. It's so bad.
I wanted to use first names because I wanted to use Debo, but I thought that would be too hard. Like, I thought first names would be not as much fun. But, yeah. Like, Debo would be such a good word to play. That'd be totally hard to get.
I guess I'll just I'll use a five-letter word. Bones.
Box O, box S.
All right, I'm just going to say clown right now.
That doesn't help us.
Exactly.
Box C. And my pen just ran out.
So it doesn't even have to, like, the word you guessed doesn't even have to include the letters that are already on there?
Nope.
That's how the regular game works?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, in lingo, if we were going lingo, I would give you the first letter. Right. And then every word has to start with that first letter.
Right.
Different game. Similar game. Very similar game. So we have box C, box O, and we are back to Matt. And if you're keeping track, you're in good shape. Waz is pissed. He just gave it to you.
What do you mean he gave it to me? I wasn't paying attention. I'm looking at my word list. Did you say something?
I scored Waz's as box C, box O.
Oh. I don't feel like that helps.
Yeah, it doesn't. You're right.
There are definitely people yelling at you right now, Matt.
No, it doesn't help. This is the part.
You are getting screamed at right now.
Oh my God. I'm so upset. Can I have a position, please?
No, sir.
You can give me your win point and I will help you out.
I think you should just say a word.
Okay, well, listen to Rocky.
God, I feel so stupid right now. Is this the way the game makes you feel?
Yes.
Yes. It doesn't make me feel this way, but no.
Does it make you feel irate, John?
If you follow a method, it does not make you feel this way, people.
Oh, so you just like figure out like what the most common word is and guess that first.
I go
like,
irate is my starter word every time.
Or like stare.
That's most people's, or rates. A lot of people like STARE.
I would just play like the Jeopardy letters or the
Wheel of Fortune
letters.
RSPLNE. But that's not a
fuck. I don't know, man.
It's better to use a three vowel word, your first word, or a do if you want and get all four vowels. Ooh.
Oh. Get all fancy.
Oh, ADIEU. That's pretty chill.
Hey, Matt, just for reference.
Wait, I know what it is.
Did we get there, Matt?
Okay.
Did we get there?
I wanted to know what you have on your paper because I feel like that's worth explaining right now.
Well, I have a bunch of words that are names that I wrote down and that none of them fit that category. So like I just kept looking at my word, my name list, and it didn't fit. Oh. But it's got to be Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, Cooks, and Brandon's unnecessary, but yes, it is.
Close. I knew as soon as you gave the C, I knew it.
I was looking at this, and I was
you probably should have called the clock on me right there.
Oh, crap. I was supposed to play a clock on this one. I did say we should only give like 10 seconds for guesses on this one.
Who would have thought clown would have brought you there? I'm so kind of disappointed.
I'll be honest. Should we make that a practice round? Because I did forget that I
you can. Sure, go for it.
This.
Make it a practice.
But now you understand.
Anything
the game,
that
right,
keeps
Matt?
Matt from winning, sure.
I feel like it's advantageous to everybody.
So Matt understands the game. Rocky, you understand the game, correct?
Yes.
All right. I have a 10-second timer on here. We're still going to go with the same order of Matt, Rocky, Waz, because nothing changed from the overall outcome of the game. That was just a practice round for those of you listening at home that don't know how to play Wordle. Now you have learned. So, Matt, you will go first again. And I'm starting the clock. If you hear the buzzer, just don't say a word.
Are these all five-letter last names? Okay.
I'm going to say Acres.
Oh, I didn't even have that one. I'm an idiot. Oh, time's up.
Yeah, you said it. I just hit the button. Okay, so we have circle A, circle R. Rocky.
I will say Cream.
Oh, circle, not you said circle A and circle R?
Correct. But that was a that was a time, so I'm gonna go ahead and go on the Waz.
Okay. I said it right after the timer.
He doesn't even get a guess.
Sure, what was the guess?
I said cream.
C R E A M?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost not fair to me if you guys time them out right there.
That's probably true. All right, so box R, circle A.
I'm going to say, oh, this is so hard. Trace, T-R-A-C-E.
Box R, box A. Matt.
Wait, what? Trace was the, was it?
Yes. Is 10 seconds too short, guys?
Let's
it feels 15. Like it.
Yeah, it's.
Should I do 15?
It's your call, sure. Man.
Let's try 15.
Your game. All right.
Go ahead, Matt. 15 second timer now.
God, crazy.
That is going to be box R, box A, box Y.
Oh shit.
Oh shit is right. Rocky.
Brady.
That is correct.
Darn it. Freaking hell. I was like, that's not going to help anybody. ZY, that's not going to be in there.
I randomized. I literally went through an MFL roster page that's a very deep league. And I pulled every five letter last name. There was like 50 of them or something. And I just randomized the list before we started.
I'm literally thinking of five-letter names. I didn't even think about Tom Brady for some reason.
I didn't either.
He's no good.
I didn't either.
All right, so
is there a timer on the game, on the real game?
No, you get unlimited. You have 24 hours in Wordle.
Got it.
If you don't post by 12:01, I don't think you're even trying. I'm just kidding. Not really. All right, so we're going to go Rocky, Matt, Waz this time. Makes sense. Rocky's in the lead. So Rocky, Matt, Waz.
Yes.
A new name. Are we ready? Go, Rocky.
Brown.
Cancel. Circle N. Matt. Oh, sorry. Circle N, circle W.
Wait, what?
Circle N.
Circle what did he w. guess?
Brown. You've got to listen.
Oh, no. I just. Never mind. Crap, I just had one and I forgot it. What was I gonna say?
Timer.
Evans.
I don't think we can do it again. Fine. All right, Waz. What do you got?
Price.
Oh, look at you. Price. How funny. So we will go with a circle on the E and back to Rocky.
Wentz.
That is it.
Oh, Jesus.
It is Wentz.
Did that E help you, or do you have already the NW? Game. Oh, okay.
Yeah, as soon as he gave me the N and the W, Wentz was on my list of five-letter names.
He's wearing an Eagles hat.
When I randomized it, Wentz came up, because when I wrote that name down, I was like, oh, I really hope we get to do Wentz. It ends in a Z. That's so much fun. Crazy would have helped there too, Matt.
I almost thought about saying crazy.
All right, it's going to be the same order. It's going to be Rocky, Matt, Waz. I feel like 15 seconds is the right amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Rocky.
Smith.
All blanks.
Okay.
Matt.
Ayuk.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. And I was hoping we got to him too, but.
Is that it?
No.
Did I nail it in one?
That would have been hilarious if it was him.
It is not. Well, you know, there's no I in it because the previous guest had an I and it was all blanks.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Was those.
Box on the Y. Waz.
I'm sorry, Matt, what word did you say?
Ayuk.
Oh, that's damn. I'm going to say Tony. That's what I was thinking with the Y, but yeah.
Dang, you're coming up with five letters. How many you guys have been just writing down five letters?
Ever since he started, I don't even have 12. It's pretty challenging.
All right, so we have a box on the O. In a circle on the Y from Tony. And we are back to Rocky.
Wait. Oh, crap.
There's no wait.
I don't really I know, so I'm just going to say a five-letter word. Makes.
That is blanks.
Oh, that's right. There's no M.
Does that have to be a real word?
Yes.
Matt is out. Was.
Oh, see, this sucks when he times out because I want his letters because I feel like we keep handing it to.
I don't like this timer. I cannot because I keep going back to trying to guess a name, but then I'm like, no, that doesn't fit, worry, and then I get confused.
I'm
letting Matt
talk, though. Go ahead. Okay, sorry, I'm house. No,
you're out.
I was gonna say, Rocky,
I had a word the whole time. You're not answering the questions.
No, I was my fault. It was my fault.
10 seconds, 9, 8.
Me or him?
I mean, if you're gonna let that be a strategy where we just talk through people's whole clock, then like that's a whole nother level.
Yeah, man, we just keep talking the whole time. We can't hear you, man. Sorry. Time's up.
Rocky, you've got a circle on the O. And a box on the L and a box on the E. Matt. Yep.
I didn't even hear what Rocky said. So
I can't, you're not your listening. Fault. I can't do anything for it.
I'm gonna say woods. Okay. So I didn't hear, I literally did not hear.
All right. What you said. Circle on the first or I'm sorry, square on the first O. Circle on the D. Was.
Wait, what?
Square?
That 10 seconds was.
No, I thought that square on the circle on L and E, and I was going to say boil for whatever reason, and now I realize that all the letters I wrote down are all incorrect.
Time. Oh, my God. You almost said his name.
Me?
Yep, me? Rocky, go ahead.
Doyle.
Yes. The letters were literally all given, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
I kept thinking about Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E.
Nick Boyle, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Boyle, yeah.
Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle.
That's hilarious. You thought of Nick Boyle before Jack Doyle.
I mean, don't most people?
They're both. You're so way relevant. Into those blocking tight ends.
It was literally the letters were all given for you.
I was like, Boyd, no, that's not right. There's only four letters in that name.
If you're writing, how are you guys writing this down that you did not have O-Y-L-E boxed already?
Because I didn't hear. I told you. I didn't even know what word.
He didn't hear when I gave him the L and the E.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know what word he said, yeah.
I didn't hear the D at all, so I didn't even know where that went.
Rocky, Matt, Waz. Matt, I suggest you're putting your listening ears on. All right. Go for it, Rocky.
Chase.
Not going to lie, he was another name I liked seeing. That is a circle on the E, Matt.
Kelsey.
Oh, that's a good guess. I mean, it's not right because you know that because the E's in the wrong spot, but I love that you did it. So that is a box on the first E, circle on the second, or I'm sorry, circle on both E's. Circle on both E's.
What the heck, Bosh?
Circle on both E's. Waz.
You already said square and the E before.
Circle on both these, Waz.
I'm going to say breeze.
How are we spelling that?
B-R-E-E-S.
He's not an active player, but...
Oh, see, you said any NFL player.
He did ask, and you said any player.
That's fine.
That's real fine.
It's not right. So it's a box on the R, box on the E, box on the E.
Is that to me?
Nope, Rocky.
Oh. Why am I not getting this?
I'm notorious for when we're playing board games, especially like strategy games. I'll be like, four, is it my turn? I just never know.
Two, one. Time.
This is probably so easy and I'm not getting it.
Matt.
Two E's. Fuck. Judy.
How does he spell his name? Is it J-E-U?
J-E-U.
Yeah.
D-Y. All right. Yeah. Circle on the E. And that's it. Waz.
I'm going to go with crazy.
Oh, wait. No, that's not right.
That is a square on the R. And that's it. Rocky.
Green.
That is. Oh, the
damn it! Oh, Jesus Christ. It's so hard when you're staring at these. Stupid. It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
I know, and then you hear it, and you just feel so stupid.
Rocky, because... is it so hard? You're up 4-0. Like
it's yeah.
I hate this game. I'm never playing Wordle.
I've never played Wordle in my life either.
I mean, I know I'm saying I'm never ever playing it now. I'm gonna feel stupid every day.
I think your issue is the listening part, Matt. Because
I know
there have literally been answers given to you that you've missed. I'm pretty sure.
I did it too. Yeah.
All right, we are still going. Rocky, Matt, Waz. Next one, Rocky. Go for it. Rocky's at 4, by the way.
How many of these are there?
First to 7 wins.
Davis.
Okay. Box A, box S. Matt.
None of these names I ever wrote down either.
Lance.
Ooh.
Didn't box- oh, God. No, it's fine. Never mind.
Box A, circle E. Waz.
I'm just gonna, I just want to say Bakes right now. B-A-K-E-S.
Box on the B, box on the A, box on the E, box on the S.
Fuck this.
Oh.
Rocky.
Oh my God, why am I blanking on this?
I feel like I set you guys up for so many points now.
People are probably screaming at me because you just gave like the whole thing.
Time.
Yeah. I still don't know it.
I missed like the first part of the boxing thing. So like Evans.
Wow. Oh my God.
I heard boxes and circles and I just, I don't know.
All right. So we've got circle E, circle A, box S from Matt's word, which was Evans. Waz.
Somebody get it, please. Put me out of my misery.
You literally have 4 of the letters at this point, Matt.
It's yeah, and I don't know. And I only have 2 of them written down, so that tells you something.
I don't know. I don't think this is right, though. I was going to say Bates.
That is correct.
Okay.
John Bates.
Yeah. Tight end. I mean, there's a couple. Yeah.
That's why I couldn't get it at first. Because
yeah, I was like, because there's a lot of former Bateses, too, and I didn't want John to be like, oh, it's not active.
So the answers are all active. I thought I said that, but maybe not. All right, so now we will go. Now we will go. Waz, since you got the last one, Waz, Rocky, Matt. Does that order work for you, Waz?
I'm fine with that.
Oh wait, no. We should still make Rocky go first. He's still way out in the lead. So
I said I was fine with that, John.
We'll go with the overall leader. So Rocky, Waz, Matt. Does that work? Now you're setting up Matt, which you know that's not going to come through. So
yeah, that's not going to help.
So Rocky,
you got Waz, another ADP game or something?
God, no. All right, let's go faster. Go, Rocky.
I'm going to use Brown again.
You have a circle on the R from that.
I don't want to keep giving them new names.
Waz.
I want to say more.
Box on the R. Matt.
Harris.
How are we spelling Harris?
That's a
Harris?
Six-letter word.
Oh, yeah, you're right. H-A-R-I-S.
I was waiting for the first person to say a six or letter word.
Of course.
This is not Matt's game.
I'm actually pretty good at bananagrams, but
I think he said hairs. H-A-R-S.
I think that's what he said. H-A-I-R-S.
H-A-R-E-S or H-A-I-R-S?
You said hairs.
Exactly what I said.
Okay, Matt said hairs.
Hairs is in rabbits or hairs is on your head?
We're going to go with hairs, H-A-I-R-S, box on the R.
That's not what I meant, John.
Circle on the A. And circle on the H.
I know what it... Oh, come on.
And I believe we are Rocky.
Nope, I don't.
I have no clue. Plane. P-L-A-N-E.
Box on the A. That's it. Waz.
Damn, I'm gonna say phase just right now. P-H-A-S-E. I know it's not it, but I need another turn. I don't think it's gonna come back to me.
It's not.
But I have, I know the end of the name. I just can't put it together right now.
That's a box on the H, box on the A.
Yeah. Okay.
We now have 3 boxes out of 5 letters, and we are at Matt Price.
Chase.
Oh.
I only have two letters written down, so I missed something.
Christ.
Which two letters, Matt?
I have H and A written down as the box letters.
Yeah, the other letter you missed is the most important one for this word right now.
It's helpful, yeah. But Matt did help out there. So we now have a box on the C and the H and the A. So box C, box H, box A, right? Yeah. Okay. Rocky is up now, I believe.
Shark?
That is correct.
What was the other letter that I missed other than the
R? There was a box R earlier for the fourth letter. Yeah,
I probably would have, maybe would have got that. Who knows?
Rocky is at 5. Rocky, get 2 more. I really thought this would be smoother. I really did not think Matt would be the one just.
It's the timer that is actually.
It's 100% the timer.
It does mess with your head a little bit.
Because I'm like figuring out names and like, or, I don't know. And then the time, I'm like, oh shit, the timer. Just say a word.
And then you forget how to talk.
Yeah. All right. So it's going to go Rocky Waz, Matt. Matt, you've got like 30 seconds before it gets to you. So relax. take another puff, I'm guessing.
I need recaps. I need recaps of which letters we have. Because
I give that for every word.
No, you do it for the one, and then I don't. I'm like,
but he doesn't remember the former.
Then you but then you're like circle a letter that I thought was a box, and then I like get all screwed up. Whatever.
Well, in a different word, it can be a circle. Then
right, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Okay. All right. Rocky was Matt. Let's go, Rocky.
Hurts.
There's a surprising amount of. Names, last names with 5 letters in it.
I was shocked there were so many. That is a circle, or I'm sorry, box on the S. Box S.
Oh, so John, I hope you picked this one yourself. I'm going to say Pitts.
Damn it!
I did not pick this
one. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
He is on the list like of the names, but that's not him right now, unfortunately. So we have a box on the S. You knew it couldn't be Pitts because Hurts didn't have a T in it.
You know, Matt. I'm not writing this down enough. It's
so the Pitts only got the box.
Evans. I'm going to try it again. Evans.
Pitts only got the box S. Yes. Evans.
Oh, that's a good guess, Matt.
That is a box on the S and a box on the A. Yes. Back to Rocky.
I don't know, so I'll just say a word. Drown.
That is a circle on the D. And that is it. Waz.
This is impossible.
It's really hard to score.
I'm just going to say fight right now.
Getting the IGHT out of the way.
That doesn't have D in it, Waz.
Oh, thanks for letting me know, Matt.
You're supposed to help me where that D goes.
Hey, you know, last time I didn't think I was helping you, I literally gave you 3 letters.
I know.
That's true. Fight. We have a blanks.
Okay.
And Matt. 3
days.
What was it?
Did he say? I love this game.
He stretched it out enough. I think he wants at least 2 A's.
I said stay. S T A. Yeah.
I thought you said days.
No, stays. S T A Y S.
Okay, we have a circle on the A. Nope, I'm sorry. Box on the A. I'm sorry. Box on the A. I had to get so far down from the name I wrote down. Jeez. All right. And box on the second. S. So box on the A, box on the second S.
Oh, you pretty much gave it away then there.
I'm pretty sure that Evans
that was the same thing we had before.
Evans gave
I know.
We
hit that already.
But you said second S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in stays, there are 2 S's, the last S.
Oh, derp.
Not a second S in his word.
I still think he said days. That's why I'm like still all over the place.
Okay, back to Rocky.
Okay, I still don't know, so I'll just try and think of a 5-letter word. Price.
I like using price. It's so funny. Matt can't come up with a 5-letter name.
What are we talking about? Peerless Price? We're going back to the Falcons?
That is all blanks. Yes, all blanks. Waz. Five.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Timer to Matt.
Davis.
That's what I kept thinking of, but it's in the wrong spot.
I know it's not right.
All
right,
so we have a circle on the D. We have a circle on the A. Actually, it's not helpful. And a box on the S.
Yeah, none of that was helpful.
I can't figure out where that D goes.
We are now Rocky.
Adams?
That is the answer.
Damn it. Adams. Every time I feel
The double letter one. That's what screwed me up. I just stopped thinking about A. Yeah.
The double letter. Rocky is one. One word.
Hurry up, Rocky. Just can you end this, please?
Matt out of his misery. God. I really can't believe Matt is struggling so much.
I'm going to actually have to try this game and see if I'm this terrible at it. I'm afraid that I'm going to be.
This is my favorite game ever.
I hate it so much. All right. Yeah, anytime you don't want me to win, make sure you put this on the show.
Matt, you will play this game once on the internet and then be like, oh, I sounded like an idiot. This is definitely easier than I was making it. I think you're making it hard.
Probably.
Again, Twitch. Rocky, Waz, Matt, and let me get my timer reset here.
I'm just baffled that every five-letter name I put on here, it's not any of the ones we've chosen. And they're such popular players.
I have like,
and I'm like, am I dumb? Like, I'm forgetting Brady and I'm forgetting Adams.
You know, I have like 15 players written down. Doyle, I felt pretty good.
I had Adams on my list, but I must not have looked over because we had like three of those letters for a while.
Yeah, for quite a while. I mean, like Doyle wasn't super easy. Green wasn't really easy, but like you had a lot of the letters.
Yeah,
yeah, but I missed like a lot of that too. Yeah.
Bates was tough, but you literally said Bakes. Like it was one letter in the middle. Maybe there's a Bales. I don't think there's a Bales in the NFL.
I did think about Bales. I thought about Bales before the debate. So I was like, no.
No, he's a fantasy football guy, not really a football guy. That's yeah. All right, we are at Rocky. Rocky Waz. Matt, Rocky's got six. Waz has one. Go for it, Rocky. Great.
I'm gonna use Acres again.
All right. That is a circle on the E. Was
Allen
another fun one because of the double letter circle on the E? Matt
Evans,
that's such a good word, it really is. Like, it's a good one. You get a circle on the E from it, but it is a good one, it's a good start here. We're back to Rocky.
Didn't write this one down either.
Leave. L-E-A-V-E.
That is going to give us a box on the second E. Everybody got that second E. So the last letter is a box E. Waz.
Boyle.
Are we spelling that B-O-Y-L-E, I assume?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We didn't use any of those letters. I'm actually keeping track this time.
That is, Matt, that's a huge advantage. When you have the board in front of you, it shows you what letters have been used. So that
yeah, because I just got easier. Like chicken scratched down, and then I'm like making like five, like, you know, like you play Hangman where you put the lines down. No, like I'm looking like lines down, like when you're like you play Hangman, and I'm just like boxes and circles everywhere, and it's just
that's
like,
exactly what you should be doing, but not. Not it.
It's hard to keep up.
I think your scale is. You might want to get like a lined paper. you're kind of running out of room there. All right.
Okay. I have a guess.
Go for it.
More.
Wait. What about my boil? I didn't hear you say anything.
It was box E.
Okay.
Box.
Okay.
More.
Matt gets a box E.
Damn it.
Back to Rocky. So we all know E is the last letter, folks. Yes. Just in case anybody's wondering, E is the last letter.
Isn't in there.
Oh Jesus Christ. I'm gonna be so mad if that's what it is.
Break, B-R-A-K-E.
That was definitely time.
Okay.
So Waz.
Break. B-R-A-K-E.
You people. We have a box on the E, of course, and nothing else.
K. Kelsey.
No, there's already K.
We have a box on the E, on the second E, box on the second E, of course, and nothing else. Back to Rocky. You can go break with B-R-E-A-K.
Flame.
Flame, correct? You said flame?
Yes.
Okay. We, of course, have a box on the E and nothing else.
Oh, my gosh.
I keep checking the name. Like, am I missing? I'm shocked we've gotten this far. All right, Waz.
I'm just going to say Diggs right now just to get some new letters out there.
Good job getting new letters out there. All right. That gives a circle on the I. Matt.
Eyes.
I have no idea. I have no idea what he said.
I was panicked because there's a time the timer was coming.
I get you the panic though.
I literally could have said panic and it would have worked.
Pass.
Pass is only four letters.
No, I'm passing.
Yes, you did.
Oh, God.
All right. Is that me?
I think it's.
Rocky.
Oh, wait.
I don't know it or anything, obviously. Oh. I will say Hurts. I know it's not the answer.
There's new letters there.
I keep forgetting that we can say words that aren't names also, because that's another thing that's tripping me up.
Box on the T. And that's it.
Wait, what?
What?
Box on the T, word of Waz.
I'm just going to say fight, F-I-G-H-T.
God, I hope Matt's paying attention. All right, we now have a circle on the I, a circle on the H, and a circle on the T. Matt.
I have so many letters, I still can't think of a name.
I can't either.
If you get it wrong, Matt.
Four of the five letters, and I cannot.
And you know where two of the letters are. Timer.
Pits.
White.
White is the answer.
Oh, son of a... I'm so angry.
Oh,
I quit. I'm never coming back on
it's
this
over.
Show.
Thank God I won 7-1 and this game would have taken
forever. Oh, it's over?
Jesus, I really thought that... I thought it would take like a minute to a minute and a half to get a word.
John, it was actually way harder on this side because you're trying to hear what everyone else is saying, so you're writing down letters, but then you're writing down names that... It sounds like a great answer. You want to say, and you're like, no, they are just said it. And then it's hard to keep up with the circles and the squares and the letters already done in 15 seconds. It is tough.
Like by the time I get organized, like I have 5 seconds to think of a name and I don't know.
We are not going to play the trade game. We are going to go ahead and skip that for now. We'll make that the tiebreaker if we really have to, because we are pretty late in the game. So we're going to play another fun game. Congratulations, Twitter. You actually won. So everybody has seen how people do the quote tweet threads, basically, of Julio Jones becomes a paleontologist. Julio Bones.
No, I hate these two.
Perfect. This night gets better and better. I love this night. That's what we're going to play. So basically, if you haven't seen these folks, you change the person's last name to something that rhymes with their last name. And it's based on, a little clue that's given. So like I said, if Julio Jones became a paleontologist, he would be Julio Bones. If Julio Jones becomes an orange traffic control device, he'd be Julio Cones or something. Everybody understand how this works?
Is it always the Julio? Is it always that one? Is there
the
other?
The first name will always be the same.
Okay.
And I mean,
is this like we buzz in when we know it? You're going to say
your name is your buzzer. We'll go first to six because this should go super fast, folks. So let me write down your names here. We've got Matt, Rocky, and Waz. All right. Everybody ready for the first one? So say your name for your buzzer. don't say the answer until I, you know, call on you, just in case you think you got in first. Dawson Knox becomes an Amazon shipping parcel.
Was.
Go, Was.
Dawson Box.
Dawson Box.
Okay. Matt looks so disappointed right
Matt
now.
Matt is so annoyed right now. This is awesome. I love it. I love it. Dawson Knox becomes a bagel topper.
I think I
heard there.
I said my name wrong.
I started to say the answer. I said, and I stopped myself. So yeah, he said his name.
I think I got Waz first, right?
Yeah.
Go for it, Waz.
Dawson Locks.
Yeah. Dawson Locks. Dawson Knox becomes a carnivorous, cunning mammal with a pointed muzzle and bushy tail.
Waz.
Rocky.
Waz. Before the zookeeper didn't even buzz in. Just to put folks, the zookeeper did not buzz in. Waz is showing off his neck.
Fox.
Dawson Fox.
God.
By the way, if Waz wins, aren't we tied?
Yes, we are.
All right, I will throw this game.
We will do one trade to decide the night. Dawson Knox becomes a viral disease resulting in a...
Matt.
Rocky.
Dawson Fox.
Matt gets one. On the board.
Way to wait till he called you, Matt. Okay.
Dawson Knox becomes a dense cluster of colorful scented flowers, widely grown as a rock garden or border plant. This is hard. I only know it because we have this around my house. Ah, good. We didn't get immediate stumper.
I need to know the name of a plant.
Yep. You need to know the name of a plant. Dawson Knox becomes a dense cluster of colorful scented flowers, widely grown as a rock garden or border plant. You will only know this word if you have used this.
Waz.
Go for it, Waz.
I'm just going to just come up with a word right now and say Dawson. No, actually, I can't even make it up.
I really wanted to hear what you were going to make up.
I was literally going to say Knox, like N-O-X. And I was like, that's his name, though.
It's his name.
Yeah, all right, I'm out. That one.
All right, we'll move on from that one. Dawson.
You're going to tell us?
Yeah, Dawson Phlox. P-H-L-O-X.
We're all in three-letter words at this point.
Phlox. Dawson Knox maliciously exposes someone's identity on the internet. Go, Waz.
Oh, jeez.
Dawson Dox.
Dawson nice. Dox. See, this one is going to
get
not
my game.
Dawson Knox becomes a controversial sleeping item for your feet.
Waz.
Go, Waz.
Dawson Sox.
That's controversial.
I know that threw me off.
What's the?
Oh, there's a big debate of whether you sleep in socks or not.
If your feet are cold, you sleep in socks. If they're not,
you never sleep in socks, Matt.
Why is someone so strong? I feel so strongly about this
because Twitter, Matt, it's social media. Because that
stupid.
Okay.
This doesn't seem like a hard thing. If your feet are cold, you put socks on. If you don't. You
love that's what about that's what's upsetting.
So you're the reason why there's an argument now. You are so like obsessed with your opinion on the matter.
No, right. my opinion is that who cares, because you do what feels good. That's my opinion.
All right. Okay. Speaking of that, Dawson Knox smokes his marijuana in a small confined area.
Matt.
Well,
yes, please get this, Matt.
Dawson Hotbox.
Yes, Matt. That is just for you.
I thought the Fox one was for me, but
I mean, let's be honest, they both were up your alley. Sorry. Dawson Knox becomes the lifeblood of corporate capitalism that helps the rich get richer.
What?
Dawson Knox becomes the lifeblood of corporate capitalism that helps the rich get richer. Oh, I didn't think this one would be a stumper.
If it's like a two-syllable word, I'm not even at that like level right now.
Are any of these two-syllable words?
Some of them are. This one's not.
Damn.
All right. Should we move on from this one?
Dawson Rocks.
Didn't buzz in, but that's also wrong.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
All right. That was Dawson Stocks.
Oh, duh.
Am I still? Is the description still not working? Okay,
I get it now.
Dawson Knox is at your door trying to get your attention.
Matt.
I think, buzzed in first.
Dawson Knox.
It is Dawson Knox. I was a little annoyed when you almost said it before. All right, so that was six. Let's buzz. Don't even buzz in. Just say the answers when we. I'm going to get through all of these because these were pretty fun to write out. Let's see. Where are we at? Dawson Knox becomes multiple birds of prey with broad rounded wings and a long
tail. Flocks.
Oh. Typically taking prey by surprise with a short chase. It says multiple just because it's plural. So bird of prey. Dawson.
Oh, hawks. Dawson Hawks.
Dawson Hawks.
I was like, flocks. What are you talking about?
Dawson Knox performs a process to cleanse his body of poisons.
Dawson Matt, Detox. Dawson Detox.
Dawson Detox. I thought about like that one. He said I thought about putting that one right after Dawson Knox. Yeah. Dawson Knox becomes a statement that seems to contradict itself, but is in fact true.
Dawson Paradox?
Dawson Paradox. Dawson Knox.
Now becomes... I get them when they don't count.
Dawson Knox becomes the item being hit back and forth in a badminton game.
Oh, God.
Oh, Dawson.
Shuttlecocks.
Yeah, that's Dawson what it is.
I couldn't think of the word.
Dawson Knox puts on his eyeliner and plays guitar while jumping around on stage.
Dawson Rocks.
Dawson Rocks.
Let's say Dawson Derek Carr.
Dawson Knox does things in a non-traditional manner. Dawson Knox does things in a non-traditional manner.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are getting it.
Dawson unorthodox. Dawson Knox becomes the round fleshy parts that form the lower rear area of a human trunk.
Dawson buttocks.
Dawson buttocks. All right, final one. Dawson Knox does a bunch of drafts in prep for the upcoming season.
Dawson Mox.
Dawson.
I got one. Dawson Knox numbs your forehead.
Dawson Botox.
There you go.
Yes. All right. So, God, you guys actually tie. You suck. Okay. All right. We are going to do one.
You wanted the tie, remember?
I did.
No, we did the fun one.
I wanted to get to the Dawson Knox game, which was fun. I'm glad I skipped to it because that was fun. All right. We are going to use the DLF Trade Analyzer. I am going to give one player. You are going to give me two players that you would trade him.
Matt's winning this.
If you give me a player with a value in the Trade Analyzer of 15 or below, your answer is invalid. And this will, of course, be two.
You're in this, Matt. It's 1-1-1.
What's that?
I am. I'm in it. I thought
this is a tie for the night.
Yeah, it's 1-1-1. This is just side the game. First game. One trade, because we're not doing
so long.
We are not doing an entire game. So we are going to do one player. So I'm going to give you one. You guys got to give me two. And again, if one of your players is 15 or below, you're just straight up out. We'll go.
Did you give settings?
We'll go Matt Rocky Waz. Yeah.
Did you give settings?
12 team Superflex.
Tight end premium?
Sure. Tight end premium. Why not?
Do they have to be an active NFL player?
They have to be in DLF.
I don't think they'd be in the analyzer if they're
if they come in under 15, Waz.
I don't think they'd be over 15 either.
Okay. We're going to go for Ja'Marr Chase. Jesus. The wide receiver one. Matt, what's your Matt will be first, then Rocky, then Waz.
You want two players for Ja'Marr Chase?
Yep, two for one. You're giving up two players to get the Ja'Marr Chase.
God. Well, let's go with this teammate. We'll go T. Higgins.
That's the name I had written down.
Really?
And how about Allen Robinson?
Would you do that trade?
No. But I'm playing the trade analyzer. I'm not playing.
Is Robinson above 15 still? I'm kidding. Okay, Rocky, what do you got?
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to think of a second player to put with this guy. He took my Higgins. I will say AJ Brown and Jalen Reagor.
Reagor.
Ooh, is that going to get close to that 15?
That's what I'm wondering. I was trying to be over 15, but super low.
That is a strategy. That you saw was Jalen Reagor, huh? Okay.
He's got to be over 15.
Yeah.
I hope.
I forgot how to spell his name. All right, there we go. What do you got, Waz?
Does that mean that he's not? I'm not out.
You know, I feel like I'm at the biggest disadvantage here
until the end.
But I first person that came to my mind for some reason was Elijah Moore. I was trying to think of another young guy and Terry McLaurin.
He's not young.
That's true.
Well, I know, but you know, it's still a good player. You know, youngish.
Yeah, people think he's young.
Yeah, he's still young. We're not young, okay, guys.
Yes, that is true.
That is absolutely true. I feel it every day.
Okay, so Ja'Marr Chase, let me make sure I got the right number there. Comes in on the DLF trade analyzer in a 12-team Superflex tight end premium at 812.2742. Matt's offer of T. Higgins for Allen and Allen Robinson.
I don't know why I said Allen Robinson.
So when I set this trade game up, I pulled like 25 players just because, you know, if you guys used them, then we couldn't go for that player.
Yeah.
T. Higgins is obviously one that I pulled because I love him. 291.3041.
Wow.
Yeah. Like
he's worth four times, like three and a half times less than.
Like that's just, to me that nice. Seems.
Yeah. Well, that means I lose. if he's 290, Allen Robinson's like 40.
I know.
That's Allen Robinson is in fact 129.8. So a total of 421.1041 for Matt, a difference of 391 points plus a little decimal.
I'm surprised none of us went running back, by the way, because I feel like there was a lot of easy value to get here. Dang.
Probably.
I just tried to definitely like would. A few wide receivers and add some low
amount. Something like Jonathan Taylor and a Jalen Reagor may have worked out well. So A.J. Brown comes in at 552.5. Jalen Reagor does, in fact, have a trade value. It is above 15, so Rocky's offer is valid. But Jalen Reagor is only 34.9. So Rocky does beat Matt. Rocky is 376 and change away from Ja'Marr Chase.
I think Waz is taking it.
Waz's offer of Elijah Moore, who comes in at 214.1.
Oh, wow.
And Terry McLaurin at 388.3 totals up to 602.4. Waz is off by 211. But that's the winner.
Yes.
Waz, you have won the night.
I should have still able
to learn on the way down that cliff there.
And what we started out rough.
I don't know how you survived after that fall, but you know, you
well, when you start busting out Buffalo Bills players, I'm back in it. It's all it took was a little Dawson Knox to get me going. Okay,
Dawson Knox, you did. You crushed the Dawson Knox game. That was fun. I'm glad we got to play the Dawson Knox game. I think it would have been a really fun tiebreaker or an Easter egg, but. I didn't want to mess up and not get to it because it was just too much fun.
Now I'm just motivated. I'm motivated now to come up with some game that John's other game that John's going to be terrible at. Although I guess that's most of the fantasy games. I guess that's most of the fantasy related.
Other game, you've heard me play anything based on ADP, right? Like
there is a song with your name in it, so you know.
Yeah, I would like John to try the Wordle game because I do think it's a little bit more challenging than you think.
Go for it. You've got a word?
Yeah. I okay. Yes, I have a word. I have all the names I wrote down. We didn't use any of them.
Let's try. Me either. Try.
I'm planning a host game soon. I think I might use that Wordle game.
Okay.
I'm sure Matt will love it.
I have a word.
I'm not playing that week.
You have a name in your head.
I have a name in my head. And I'm going to try to keep track a little good. We're just going to do one because I got to head out soon.
Are we going around, or am I just going all the way down the road?
You just do it. I'm not playing.
Just you and Matt.
No way. Not a chance.
No, we don't have another hour. All right. I'll start out with Bates. That seems like a good way to start. It's hard to score.
Yeah, it's all blanks.
Oh, wow. All right.
I know that
there's actually no sound there. I will go with round.
Oh, you have a circle on the O? Circle on the O.
That's it. All right. I will go with lymph.
Lymph?
L-Y-M-P-H.
All blank.
Holy crap. I will go with cooks.
You have just circle on the O.
The first O?
Yes. I'm circle on the O, either one. So I guess both O's are circled then?
So like in Lingo, they only would circle one. I think Wordle, it does circle both.
You choose which one to circle.
It doesn't matter. You just told me that it's not in the first two. It's not in the second or third slot. So that's all that matters. So
I'll help you out. It sounds like you need help right now.
Yeah, I definitely could use some help. Let's go with Doyle.
Circle on the O.
Holy hell.
I feel like it's also easier when you're by yourself. Because you only have to keep track of your guesses.
That was the hard part, hearing what you guys were saying and over us talking.
That was a very hard part for Matt.
Yeah.
Super hard. Because I was like, wait, no, I thought we already boxed the E. And then like he would say a different word.
Hey, John,
and
look away from the screen.
Let me know when I can look back.
Yeah? All right, you're good.
Okay. You wrote this name down. Okay.
You did. I never would have got there.
Let's go with pinch. P-I-N-C-H.
You have a square on the I and a circle on the N.
Mixon, M-I-X-O-N.
Wow. There it is. Well and done, a bangle.
Well done.
Once I looked back at the letters and I was like, oh, I haven't used an I yet. I'm an idiot. I should use an I.
That's pretty good.
Now, wait. What did you say was my scoring when I said the word round?
Whatever. All right.
So. God damn it. Oh!
Yeah, I don't think he gave him a circle on the end.
I was terrified. I was so scared the entire time.
I was doing it quick. I was trying to help us speed this up, but yeah, it is hard to kind of keep track. I don't know how you did it for three people.
I know. I
have a little piece of paper left. I wrote all over this thing.
I am 100% positive there will be somebody be like, well, on the one Matt's third guess, you messed up the letter. And this is what mine looks like. You guys thought it was hard to keep up. I was like every time checking, like, oh my god, don't.
Yeah, and I even wrote down round. I guess I was just so focused on you being wrong. Sorry.
That's okay. We can go. We can go again. I'll play this.
No,
game
sir.
All night.
No, sir.
All night.
It is fun though.
It is fun. Matt, it is fun.
I like that game.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
It was frustrating to be like, because you knew you were an idiot though, and I think that was most frustrating. You're like, wow, I'm dumb. You're like, I can't think about any of players' names with three letters in it. I don't know why. You know,
that timer,
I had every letter and it still didn't make sense to me.
The timer is tilting.
All right. Well, I should wrap this up because I am the host tonight. That's right. Waz, you are the guest. Give us your information. Where can we find your awesome ranks? Because if I'm not wrong, you're pretty good at this ranking thing.
Well, I had a pretty down year this year. I finished outside the top 10. So
way to rub it in, John.
At Waz NFL.
Sure, like, overall, he's like, oh, normally first and second, third. Like,
well, thank you, man. I do appreciate it. And because that's the only thing I'm good at nowadays, my rankings are exclusive and free. If you subscribe to the Fantasy Life newsletter, Matthew Berry and Pete Overzet brought me on board to do just that. It's been an awesome experience.
Nice job,
we're bringing together an awesome team of awesome people. You guys have heard of them all. They're all really likable people. So we had to surround ourselves with good people because I was on board now. So subscribe to the newsletter, get my rankings in season, and a whole bunch of awesome content 7 days a week during the season.
And if you're not following the fantasy account on Twitter, I can't think of the Twitter handle, but it's run by Twitter.
It's MB Fantasy Life.
MB Fantasy. Okay. MB. That's just, it's awesome because you get.
It's a really fun time. It's just good vibes all around.
You get Jake Trowbridge.
Yeah.
Like, it's an awesome handle. So much fun. I'm
we got Lord Don't Lose doing video content too. It's awesome. Ben Gretsch is throwing his signals and noise pieces in there.
Kevin Tompkins, right?
Tompkins is on board now. Yep. It's been an awesome experience.
Pretty cool team being built. Congratulations, Wazen. It's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Rocky Matt, you guys got anything to say? You're here all the time.
Nope.
All right. You can follow Matt Price at Matt Price FF. Rocky is at Trait. No.
Dynasty FF Addict.
Dynasty FF Addict. I was going to go Trade Addict.
Just join the FF crew already, Rocky. Rocky Petrella FF.
Rocky Petrella FF. Yeah, I'll have to switch it.
Oh, we're supposed to give out the wrong handles on this show.
Oh, that's right.
I am really out of practice. You can follow me at Empire FFL in the show at DGN Pod. Thank you, everybody. Go make some Dawson Knox puns. Have fun.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.